Barn.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Welcome to the show. It's called Think Realty Radio. We are in a real estate of mind. I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk. I've been investing in real estate since 2002. I've done a lot, I think. I'm always learning, and if there's one thing that I know, it's that I don't know everything, and I am definitely, definitely excited about today's guest. I'm going to tell you about him in a second. What I would like to talk a little bit about is the mission for this show. The mission for the show is to help investors like you, small business owners like you, who have this idea of investing in real estate. You might even be a pro real estate investor. But you know what? You also need an edge. If you're new, you want an edge, of course. You want to learn from the successes and the failures of myself, my colleagues, my business partners, everybody at Think Realty, and industry experts. And that's what we are here to deliver every single day. I partnered with Think Realty because I believe in that mission. And that is exactly what they exude on a daily basis and in everything that they do. From their courses to the magazine to the radio show to the national events that they put on every single year that I attend. Because the theme is the same. The theme is connecting the dots, helping you, the investor, helping you, the dreamer. Connect the dots so you can become a better real estate investor. It is my wish throughout this show and throughout the course of being your host for the Think Realty Radio Show to help you build wealth, to help you understand the nuances of the real estate investing world, and build partnerships that will last you a lifetime. And that is what I'm most excited about today. My guest is John Helmick. He is the CEO of Guerrilla Capital, and they are fix and flip lenders. What I like about the show, and throughout the show, you'll hear a lot about some of the trends that we believe are occurring in the real estate market today, how Guerrilla Capital pretty much dominated the 2009, 10, and 11 crash years. Those were some of their best years because they bought property right. So we talk a lot about that and what that means. Establishing partnerships with lenders. How do you do that? How do you go out and find these people? And Guerrilla Capital can be one such lender for you. So go check them out. Go to GuerrillaCapital.com. And while you're at it, I want you to also check out ThinkRealty.com. I live on Think Realty. My face is pretty much plastered all over it because it's so much fun. I love giving back and I love doing this instructional videos. I talk a lot about wholesaling, about flipping, about systems, about finding the right deals, finding the right lenders. So make sure that you check it out. Go to thinkrealty.com. Now, if you're driving and you're listening to the show, don't do that. It's illegal to surf and drive. Don't surf and drive. Okay, it's a bad thing. But if you have that nagging itch to really, really check it out, then you know what? I suggest you pull on over really quickly. Take 30 seconds out of your day. Take a nice deep breath and visit thinkrealty.com. It's a lot of fun. Believe me, It's a lot of fun. I live there, like I said. Or you can also stalk me online. I have no problem with that. I'm like your real estate nut, like your ADD real estate nut. I'm like on Snap. I'm on Instagram. It's all crazy. Just Google me. Look me up. Abhi Golhar, and you'll find me and shoot me a message. If you have any questions as well, check it out, thinkrealty.com. Make sure to ask your question and that you get your strategy, whatever fits your fancy. Building relationships has been a pretty big part of my life ever since I started investing in 2002. And I've been doing that ever since. And it's what's helped me grow my business substantially and start growing into different sectors, into different asset classes in real estate. I started out fixing and flipping in inner city Detroit. Totally kicked my butt with that. I remember there was a time in my life where I was just clueless. I was in inner city Detroit. I had these two renovations going on, and I was scared. I was 18, 19 years old. I'd saved up a little bit of cash from wholesaling real estate and start, you know, keep paying attention to Think Realty Radio Show, because I'll start talking about these wholesaling tactics and how you can flip properties and things like this. But I started with these two renovation deals, and they totally didn't go the way that I wanted to. I remember I was in class at Michigan, and I got a text message from my contractor, and he said, "Abhi, listen, you need to go out to your property because you just need to go." I'm like, "Why? Is there an issue?" He's like, "I've left a shop vac for you. You just need to get out there and handle it." I'm like, "But you're my contractor. That's what was supposed to happen. You're supposed to help me out here, man." He had to go, so he kind of left me, and it was a really, really crappy moment for me. I'm like, okay. I jump in my, like, 1992 Honda Civic DX, like, no tires in this car. It smelled moldy because I wasn't cleaning it. It was a bad situation. I get to Detroit in this car. It's a blizzard by the time I get to Detroit. And for those of you that are familiar with Michigan winters, it's not pretty. It is always snowing. It's always cold. So I pull up to my property. I open the door. I hear running water. At the same time, I see the shop vac. I'm 5'5" and 120 pounds. I know what a shop vac looks like, but I'm not going to touch one. I'm not about to sit here and do whatever. So I go to the basement, and I am neck deep in water. And it was just a terrifying experience for me because I had to deal with this all by myself. I had no idea what I had gotten into. But if I had a relationship, if I had a partner like John that said, "Hey, Abhi, you know what? Listen, your budget for this might be a little off. Here's what you should be looking out for. Here's what you shouldn't do in the dead of winter in Detroit is not keep your pipes heated." And that's what happened. So I'm going to have my guest, John Helmick, the CEO of Guerrilla Capital, come on, and we're going to talk about partnerships. We're going to talk about Guerrilla Capital. We're going to talk about the model that they use to survive during the crash, and how they ended up turning those terrible years into some of their best years. Some of the mistakes that he is seeing new investors and pro investors make, and how not to make them. And welcome to the show, John Helmick. How are you doing, John?
Abhi, it's great to be here. Thank you.
You got it.
Great.
Are you in a real estate of mind?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I have so much to talk to you about in terms of structuring with lenders, private money, hard money. If I'm an investor, I want to know how to do deals with you guys, and I want to know how to just do better deals. And I know the way that you position yourself with real estate investors is super cool, and it's a way that a lot of lenders haven't really looked at it. So I want to pick your brain about that. There's so many things that we're going to talk about throughout the show, but I wanted to have you take maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm John Helmick. I'm the CEO of Guerrilla Capital. Guerrilla Capital has been in business for 12 years. We do about 500 houses a year. We do fix and flip, and we work with fix and flip operators to do fix and flip houses. We don't do buy and hold. We don't do anything but fix and flip. And what we love is buying distressed houses, seeing them remodeled, renovated, and sold. And what I tell people is, if the house doesn't smell like cat urine, we probably are not going to buy it. So we look for distressed houses, and we buy distressed houses, truly distressed houses. And we make them into amazing houses. We bring them up to the neighborhood standards. And usually when we're remodeling a home, the neighbors will come over and say, thank you for buying this home. This is was the worst home in the neighborhood. You've done a great job. And then they point to the, another house and say, could you buy that house next? Because that's the second worst house in the neighborhood. So,
yep. That's perfect.
So we do a good job, and we enjoy what we do every single day. I will tell you that Guerrilla Capital is 23 employees who all have a passion for fixing flips.
Awesome. There's a lot more to that story. I want to ask and I want to talk about it. Let's go ahead and get started. Think Realty Radio. We're going to be right back. Hang on. It's going to be a good one.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
The treatment doesn't get any better than what you receive at St. Jude. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com/guide.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Avi Golhar, and my guest today is John Helmick from Guerrilla Capital. Right before the break, we were just getting into what John and Guerrilla Capital have been doing for the last 12 years. And if you're just tuning in, they have been in business for about 12 years. They fix and flip more than 3,000 homes. That's crazy awesome. And there's so many gold nuggets here that I'm sure we'll be able to discover about looking at deals. What does it mean for a house to be in condition to fix and be flipped? Right? I think that's really important. If you're underwriting, or if you're looking at analyzing a property, how do we do that? What type of due diligence techniques, tactics, perspectives are we looking for to find that best deal? And I live in Atlanta. Atlanta's on fire for fix and flips. And sometimes it's a little tough. You know, it's a little tough to find the right property. So, you know, John, help me understand what you guys are doing to find those deals, and what do you look for that makes your ideal flip so perfect?
Avi, that's a really good question. The, you know, this is art and science combined, right? There's a science to this, and that it's a math problem, right? You determine what a house is going to sell for after it's been remodeled. Then you have to estimate what the remodel is going to be, what your closing costs are going to be. And then you just, you know, do a reverse math problem to get to what your maximum purchase price is going to be. So there's a science to it, but there's also an art to it. I mean, you have to execute. You have to show up at the auctions and bid and win the house, and you have to execute the remodel successfully. You've got to present the house to buyers and close the sale of the house. So there's both an art side of it and a science side of it, and it's really a wonderful combination of the two. And you have to recognize both sides of the business. So we're looking for houses. Distressed houses. When I say distressed, I mean most of the houses we buy, we're looking for houses that need significant renovation. Our renovations are 20% to 25% of the purchase price. You buy a house for $100,000, we'll put $20,000 to $25,000 into it. Our remodels tend to go from $20,000 up to about $50,000.
Gotcha. And is that where you like to stay, or are you starting to are you looking at staying in that range because you're finding challenges with buying property, just your baseline acquisition between 100 and 150? Is that your sweet spot? If that is your sweet spot, why is that your sweet spot? And are you looking at changing that acquisition price point at any point in time?
Well, here's the way I look at it, Albie, is that, you know, we're a fix and flip company. And for 12 years, we've done fix and flip. We're not a construction company. When someone comes to me and says, hey, I want to buy this house for $200,000. I want to put $300,000 into it. I say, whoa, that's not a fix and flip. That's a construction project. And by the way, there's some really good people out there who, you know, do construction. You know, and they renovate houses, add square footage, add a second story to a one-story house. Those are all very, very legitimate, good business practices. But it's not our business. Our business is fix and flip. We're buying a distressed house, renovating it, not adding square footage, not adding a new second story, not adding a guest house and a wine cellar. We are basically bringing that house back up to the neighborhood standards, and that's a little bit different than a construction company, which buys a distressed house and either tears it down or almost demolishes it and basically builds new or adds square footage to the house.
Yeah, I love both models. But I'm starting to favor some of the lower price points too, just because it just makes more sense, right? Like the financial liability is lower. The risk is lower because you don't have to pull permits all the time. And these are like major permits. Sometimes the permits, if you're doing a new construction or if you're going to buy something, if you're going to buy a house at say $100,000 and you expect to put $150,000 into it, that means generally you're going to take a 2-bed, 1-bath, make it a 3-bed, 2-bath, maybe pop the top, take the roof off. You're going to have to get permits for that. You're going to have to do surveys. And it's like pulling your hair out with the city kind of going through that process sometimes because everybody else is doing that. So I do really like that model where you're staying between that $20,000, $50,000 acquisition pricing. And like you said, you've been doing it for 12 years. So here's a question. During the real estate market crash, right, 2000 – let's take it there, 2008, 9, 10 – you guys have been around for 12 years. What was your secret sauce during this significant downtime? Did you have a line? Did you have investors lined up and you're saying, hey, listen, now's the time to buy when consumer confidence is at an all-time low, where real estate was just being liquidated for pennies on the dollar? What was your strategy back then?
Well, back then, actually, you know, it's interesting that our, as far as return on equity, our best years in the history, in our 12-year history, our best years were 2009, 2010, 2011. We had lots of cash. We still have lots of cash. And we saw lots of opportunity, and we bought a lot of houses. We bought them right. We knew what the sales price was going to be when we bought them. And it was really actually very easy to remodel those houses and sell them. Although there was a real estate crash, the reality was people were still buying houses. We priced our house at the market, and we had very little competition on the sell side because most of the people who were trying to sell their house were trying to sell it to at least get what they owed on their mortgage, but the house wasn't worth what they owed on their mortgage. So we were selling a house for $160,000, and the house next door to it was for sale for $200,000, exactly the same house. They wanted $200,000 because that's what they owed on their mortgage. We wanted $160,000 because when we bought that house 90 days before, we knew it was going to sell for $160,000, and we purchased it based on a $160,000 sales price, and we remodeled it based on a $160,000 sales price. Mm. And within 10 days, we had it under contract for $160,000. So even during a real estate downturn, people are still buying houses. People still need housing. People still move to get a new job or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're going to buy a house. And it was very, very easy for us to make very good profits in 2009, 2010, 2011 when the housing prices were going down.
Gotcha. So when you're looking at a hot market versus a cold market, what are some of the strategies that you deploy to find good deals? Is what I know in Atlanta from my experience and even from what wholesalers have been doing, other flippers, other developers, you know, they'll send out mailing letters. They'll send out these yellow letters, right? You've heard about those, obviously. They'll send out postcards. They'll be really well connected. They'll go to industry events like Think Realty. And it's a good place for people to get in touch with others and kind of see what's going on. But what's your secret sauce behind finding the deals? Because that seems to be the most difficult part in a hot market.
You know, for the 12 years of our existence, every single year, the majority of our houses are purchased at foreclosure auction. We go to the foreclosure auctions. We line up to buy up to, you know, we line up on 50 houses, and we end up buying three or four of those houses. Yeah, a lot of the houses go back to the bank. We get outbid by a competitor on several of the houses. The bottom line is, if you line up on 50 houses, you end up buying three or four. And we have found the margins that we get are much better for the houses that we buy at auction. A lot of the partners, you know, we fund a lot of fix and flip operators as well. You know, we do fix and flip ourselves, and in other states, we fund fix and flip operators. Most of our fix and flip operators are buying non-auction, which surprises me because the margins, if you look at the margins at the houses we buy at auction versus the margins that we buy otherwise, either through, you know, through our local operators that buy through mailers or off the MLS. Yes, they make a profit, but they don't make the same margins. They don't make quite as much profit as the people who are buying it at the foreclosure auction.
Gotcha. I want to talk more about that. I want to talk about your new funding packages and how folks can get in touch with you. Think Realty Radio, we're not going anywhere. A lot more gold nuggets with John from Guerrilla Capital when we come back. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experience attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Goldhar.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Abhi Goldhar. My guest today is John Helmick, CEO of Gorilla Capital. During the break, John and I were talking a little bit about some of the mistakes that operators and you, the new and pro real estate investor, should avoid, and how Gorilla Capital works with operators. Before I ask John a couple of those questions, I do want to mention something. If you're just tuning in, What John said before the break was really important. He said that during 2009, 10, 11, the reason that Guerrilla Capital had such an amazing time, they had their best years during these 3 years, 2009, 10, 11, is because they bought right. That's something really, really important. And I'm finding that investors locally, nationwide, are making the same mistakes over and over and over again where they're just not buying right. They're not buying correctly. If the numbers don't work, please don't fall in love with the property. Right? Fall in love with the numbers. One of my mentors, friends here in Atlanta, Sonia, she says, listen, fall in love with the numbers. Do not fall in love with the property. And I'm finding too many people want to be like those TV shows and not take into account the seriousness of the numbers of the property. So, John, let's talk about some of these mistakes that new investors and even pro investors can make. And you were calling it a stupid tax. I thought that was hilarious.
Well, over 12 years, we paid the stupid tax quite a few times. You know, and it is you might call it a mistake. We call it a stupid tax because you're paying the tax for making an error. You know, it's going to cost you money. And that's the way you need to think of it is, hey, look, hopefully you learn from it because, you know, it's a life lesson. Don't do that twice, right? Don't pay the stupid tax twice. We have, you know, this is really, you know, in some ways it's a real simple business, right? All you have to do is buy, remodel, sell. It's like the stockbroker says, very simple, buy low, sell high. Very easy, right? Executing is a little bit harder. You can say that we just have to buy houses, remodel them, and sell them, but there's more to it than that. On the buy side, you're absolutely right. It's how you buy it, right? That's the most important part of this entire industry is buy it right. The analogy I like to use is think of a train sitting at a train station, right? That train is the house. You get on that train, you fire up that train, and you move it forward, and you put that throttle in there. Now you own the house. You have a lot of ability to affect the outcome up until the point where you move that train out of the station. Once you leave that station, once you buy that house, you're on a train track. You can change the speed a little bit, but the outcome, you're going to end up where you're going to end up, right? You have very little effect on where you end up. You can affect the speed. You can affect a few things, but you cannot affect the outcome where you end up. If you buy a house wrong, no matter what you do, you're going to lose money on that house, right? If you pay too much at the purchase price, and we see that this is a stupid tax. Well, I'll just remodel it really, really well. Well, I got news for you. People expect it to be remodeled really well. Another mistake we see, people, you know, buy a house, I'm going to buy this house for $100,000, I'm going to put $20,000 remodel into it. The remodel goes to $40,000. They say, I'm just going to add $20,000 to the sales price. That's a stupid tax you're going to pay because guess what? The market speaks. The market will pay $150,000 for this house. It doesn't matter. It doesn't care how much you spend on the remodel. It doesn't care that your remodel budget went $20,000 over. Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter to the buyer. The buyer wants to buy this house, and they say this house, compared to all the other houses, is worth $150,000. Regardless of whether you spent $20,000 or $40,000 on the remodel, this is what the house is worth at the end. Again, the train goes down the track, and the train goes to the next station, and the next station is where it's sold. And you really can't change that outcome. It's going to be the sales price of $150,000, regardless of what you end up spending on your remodel to get it to a finished product.
Totally agree with what you're saying. One of the biggest mistakes that I see here in Atlanta, and for those investors that I connect with on a very regular basis in the Southeast, is the following. They're not looking at the right comps, right? I mean, they're being sold just because somebody has a deal and they're selling you something and they've provided you comps and you're not checking the comps does not make it okay for you to think that's a good deal. It's not, I mean, I've seen folks sell wholesale properties to operators with comps that are within two and a half miles of the subject property. That means if you take a radius, if you find the subject property and you draw a 2 mile radius from that property, they're using supporting sales to justify that the subject property that you want to buy has an increased valuation, and that is just not okay. You know, we have to be very careful on that comp box, on where these comparables are. They could be totally different school districts. They can be in different zip codes. They could have major issues. And if you run into that, just like what John is saying, you have to be buying right and you have to pay attention to what happens on that train. You have all these factors that you can control before the train leaves that station, the moment that the train leaves. You're either going to make money or going to lose money. And that's why they say money is made when you buy. You just realize the profit when you sell. So, John?
I mean, one thing that when people are looking at comps, people are always looking for comps to prove a price. But we also can look at comps to disprove a price. Let me explain. If we see in the MLS houses that are – we look at the houses that are sold. We look at the houses that are pending. But then we look at the houses that are listed and not sold. That is, houses that are listed – for 10, 20 days, 30 days, and are not pending.
Mm-hmm.
That list price does not support what you're going to sell it for. What it tells you is houses will not sell for that. If
That's
a house
right.
is listed for $170,000 and has been listed for 30 days, what that tells me, it's a great comp to tell me what houses are not selling for. A house with three bedrooms, two baths, whatever that house is, we know that the price is under $170,000. We don't know how far under $170,000, but we know that no one is buying that house for $170,000. It's been on the market 30 days. There's a reason people aren't buying it. It's probably priced too high.
Yep.
So we look at those as well as the ones that are pending and sold. We look at the ones that are listed and not selling, because that gives us the real range. In this business, you have a very thin band where you can be too high and too low, right? And you need to look at where houses are selling and also where houses are not selling. And that really helps you pinpoint what you're really going to sell your house for.
I agree completely. I mean, I'll see folks, investors here in Atlanta that will say, hey, this property has been sitting on the market for, say, 45 or 60 days. You walk in and you can just tell why. Right, the spaces aren't open. They've done a terrible job in renovation. They didn't take into account what the buyer's needs really were. And I agree. I mean, we have to look at also those properties that are listed that are taking forever. And I'm not really one. If I'm flipping a property, I'm not one to try to set a new record for the sales price. I'm generally going to come in 5 or 6 or 7% under because I want that property sold so I can move my money. That's really, really important. John, we have about 30, 45 seconds before we have to go to break, but I wanted for you to help me understand a little bit about your funding packages. I know you've just come out with some new stuff. How can Guerrilla Capital fund some deals for investors out there?
Well, we're absolutely looking for investors who are looking to do fix and flip and who are looking for a capital partner. We love to partner up with quality, savvy, seasoned fix and flip operators, and Real Capital will pay 95% of the purchase price and 95% of the remodel cost to local operators who want to do a fix and flip.
That's incredible. Those percentages, I love those percentages. There are not many lenders out there that are doing that, and I want to talk more about that. Listen up, Sync Realty Radio. Here's what I want you to do. Go to GorillaCapital.com, check them out. You want to get in touch with me, questions for me. I live one place online. That's thinkrealty.com. Feel free to stalk me as well. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent.
Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
We are back. We're on the home stretch. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is John Helmick, the CEO of Guerrilla Capital. If you're just tuning in, this is a show that you really need to pay attention to. It's important because the theme of buying right has been prevalent. It makes sense. If you're not buying right, you're losing the game. And there's no point losing the game. You can learn from the mistakes that John's made, that I've made, but don't repeat those mistakes. That's why we exist. That's why Think Realty Radio exists, to bring you the strategies and the tips and the tactics and all this stuff that's working for us so you can use it and also learn from what we've done right and what we've done wrong. Well, let's face it. Everybody's made mistakes. Everybody's paid the stupid tax. And you, the listener, you can win. You will win because you're paying attention and you're smart and you're super cool for tuning in and listening to the show every day. That being said, John, I was reading over some of these notes, and what is up with you owning three goats? Like, I thought that was the funniest thing. I've dreamt of like owning a dog. I want a dog. I want like a British white retriever or like a golden retriever or like a German shepherd, chocolate lab. But goats? Help me understand a goat.
Well, I have three goats. We have a fairly large, we have about an acre yard. And here in Oregon, we have a lot of, I mean, it rains a lot and things grow very well. One thing that grows really well is weeds. And some of the weeds are blackberry bushes, but we have a poison oak. We have lots of different weeds. And these goats, they love eating weeds. They eat they eat blackberry bushes. They eat poison oak. I mean, here's the interesting thing about goats. They will eat poison oak all day long, but avocados are poisonous to goats. So don't feed them an avocado, but let them eat all the poison oak they want. So my goats are on 24-hour, 7 days a week, 24-hour weed control duty, and they do a great job, and they work for nothing. So I love my goats. I've named them all, and they follow me around. And I think in their mind, I'm the food guy because I do feed them a couple times a week with some grain. Yeah. So they always follow me around because, you know, you never know when I might have food.
Not avocados, though. That's a bad thing.
No.
So, listen, I think there's one theme, and I've been paying attention to Guerrilla Capital for a while now, and there's one thing that impresses me the most. You have one recurring theme over and over and over and over and over again, and it's that you are focused only on fix and flips. You're not like you're not fix and flips and new construction and subdivision development and commercial and leasing and none of that. You only focus on fix and flips, and I want to bring attention to that because that is a model that works. Right? We can't be so diversified in our energy and so diversified in our efforts where we're putting energy into 5 or 6 or 7 different things and not getting anywhere. There's something to be said about focusing and just getting it done. What type of, I mean, and your numbers prove it, right? 3,000 homes flipped. You've been in business for 12 years, total sales more than 500 million. And now you're reaching out and you have the ability to work with other operators, lend to them, invest in them, and build relationships. And I think that's an incredible testament to what you and Guerrilla Capital have been doing for the last over a decade.
Well, thank you. We love what we do. I mean, Guerrilla Capital is a group of people, 23 employees that really have a passion for fix and flip. We do one thing, fix and flip. We don't do new construction. We don't do buy and hold. We do fix and flip. And we've gotten really, really good at it. And we want to work with other fix and flip operators and use our knowledge and our information to do a double check, right? When we work with a local operator, you know, we look at their analysis of the remodel and what the sales price is going to be. We do our analysis, and if we don't come up with the same numbers, we pick up the phone, we call them and say, hey, look, here's the numbers we're getting, and here's why, and this is our experience, and what do you got? And the local operator, the local fix and flip guy or gal, knows their local market better than us. They know the construction market better than us. So they can answer those questions. And usually we quickly reach a consensus of what it's going to cost to remodel it and what the house is going to sell for. But we have a lot of experience with this, and we like to bring that experience to the table. So in addition to funding the fix and flip operator, we give them a double check, and we give them we're a fix and flip operator ourselves. So, you know, we understand the language, we understand the issues, we understand the challenges, and we're not saying that they're not right. We're saying we come up with different numbers. Let's figure out how we get to the same number. And it's usually a very, very, you know, quick 10-minute, 15-minute conversation, and we all get comfortable with what the outcome is going to be. But we've had local operators who say, wow, you know what, you're right. I didn't realize, because I didn't look at Google Maps, that right behind this house is the city sanitation department, and that's where all the sewage goes. Right? We had a house like that, $700,000 house, and, you know, there's a big backyard. I said, did you go to the backyard? Yeah, but did you look behind the trees in the backyard? Nope. Well, if you look beyond those trees in the backyard, you're going to see the sewage plant for the entire city is right behind those trees. The next question, of course, is which way was the wind blowing when you looked at the house? Because if it was blowing east to west, you would have known.
Right. One of my buddies here in Atlanta bought a renovation property. Just a deal that he wanted to buy, get in, get out. Acquisition was roughly $350. He was going to put in maybe $150, $200, maybe a little bit more than just a quick renovation, right? He bought it sight unseen. I told him not to do that. And he's like, wow, it's in Buckhead. It's so awesome. The numbers make sense. I'm going to sell it for $850,000. I'm going to make $200,000 on this thing. It is legitimately – you can throw a rock and hit the train tracks where MARTA – Metro Atlanta Rail and Transportation Authority, where the train goes right in the backyard of this house. And it is so just – I mean, I was pulling my hair out when he bought this thing. I'm like, dude, you should have asked me. I would have told you. You have to know what you're doing. Due diligence is super important. And like you said, your experience as an operator, not a lot of lenders have that. Right, not a lot of lenders and lending partners have the experience that Guerrilla Capital has to bring to the table and say, hey, this budget seems a little off. You might want to double check with your contractor. And I think that's a huge benefit.
Yeah, I have to hear it. You know, the reality is that every house makes money on an Excel spreadsheet. But the market is going to speak to you, and the market is going to tell you. Because of our experience, you know, we look at a house, it takes us about 2 hours to underwrite a house. We look at a house submitted by a local fix and flip operator and an investor. And the reason we can lend, you know, 95% of the purchase and 95% of the remodel costs and charge, you know, 7.99% is because we get comfortable that the house is going to make money. And therefore, our risk is really, really low. And we get comfortable with that because we feel that after doing 3,000 houses and, you know, $500 million of sales, we actually have a great deal of knowledge, and we understand a lot of the nuances, and hopefully we can help the local investor and just point out anything that maybe they missed. You know, it's a nice double check.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think the market is headed here in the next year or two? Do you have a specific gut feeling that, hey, we might be overpriced in some markets, we're too hot, we're too cold? We have about 30, 40 seconds before we have to wrap up that question, but I'm just interested to see what your thoughts are on that.
We have multiple markets that are too high, and we have multiple markets that still have a lot of room in them for fix and flip. The markets will change. We find that markets really exhibit an extraordinary opportunity for about 18 to 36 months, and then it reverses. And we've seen that in Phoenix, we've seen that in Dallas, we've seen a very, very healthy, robust market reverse and become a market that, you know, we used to buy 100 houses a year in Phoenix, now we buy one or two a year in Phoenix.
Oh boy.
That's just the reality of it. But it will change again, right? And other markets are now going up. Boise, Idaho, great market right now.
Hmm.
Who knew?
Yeah, right.
Huntsville, Alabama, great market right now.
Yep. I've been hearing a lot about Chattanooga, Tennessee as well, Birmingham as well. And I think that's a testament to not being emotionally tied to a deal, but also not being emotionally tied to a city or a market. Making intelligent decisions, buying right, and having the experience to work with other operators and make sure they have the right funding for their deal. John, thank you very much for coming on the show. You're awesome. I appreciate all the gold nuggets.
All right. Thanks.
You got it. Think Realty Radio. That wraps it up for today. Give John some love. Go to GuerrillaCapital.com. Check out the types of loans and lending scenarios they offer for your next deal. If you want to ask me questions, head on over to ThinkRealty.com and check out when I'm going to be in your area at the next event. By the way, we have a magazine. Check it out at Barnes & Noble. See you next time.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at ThinkRealtyRadio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh!
good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
BizTalk Radio.